the Scurvy Carnival has been just fantastic to us the last 6, 8, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Kurt Kipling's the organizer. He's basically done the work for us. We just basically are here. We've purchased many different types of equipment through the years. Last year, we picked up a couple hose bed covers with reflective chevrons on the back. Makes our vehicles much easier to see on the highways, with many accidents on the highways. And it just makes that scene so much safer for us. It's,
you get these guys to come forward, and they'll give you a check based, of course, on the proceeds that are raised by people that come. But this is really important for the department, because as a volunteer department, you're probably looking to get funding from many different places, and it costs money to keep the department running.
It does. The city obviously funds our fire department, but like anything, funds are tight, and groups like this, events like this, really help stretch our budget dollars.
You know, I think a lot of people don't know, they're not familiar with firefighting, but they don't know just how much equipment you need, and especially to keep the safety of the firefighters.
Safety nowadays is paramount in anything that we do. People look at that. I'd much rather lose a house, as grim as that sounds, than have one of my firefighters injured.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. And you're looking to do that. I mean, obviously with safety and with all of this, but you also are looking to generate the funds and get people to come out, because you probably have some things that you'd like to upgrade and whatnot. Because that's one thing we hear a lot about with fire departments, is not so much that it's buying something maybe that they haven't had or whatever, it's upgrading what they already have, because this stuff, you use it and, well, you know, sometimes
it wears out.
Yeah, it wears out. What are some of the things that maybe you're hoping that, if things go well this year, what are you looking at to pick up next time around?
Well, this year we've taken a look at an SCBA tank holder. It keeps the SCBA tanks secure in the trucks in case there is an accident. Our older trucks, there's a bracket, but they're not secure. If there was an accident, those SCBA tanks probably weigh upwards of 30 pounds, and they become projectiles in a truck. Where these new brackets, they hold the SCBA tanks in, much like a seatbelt system, but yet it allows the person to be belted into the tank and just simply get up and walk away. But if there is an accident, it holds it securely.
And these are, of course, the tanks that you use for air as you're going into a fire scene. And
correct,
you're right, that size, if they're loose in the truck, that could be very dangerous for you and your crew.
Correct. And sometimes people are not always seated in those seats and belted in, so that they can be pretty dangerous if we were to get in an accident. Hopefully we haven't been, but like anything else, you never know.
Ed Anderson is with us this morning. He is the fire chief with the Ishpeming Volunteer Fire Department. Ed, really, we appreciate your time this morning to come in, but really just want folks to come out, have a good time, and help out.
That sounds great, Walt. I really appreciate Sunny 101.9 helping us out, get the word out. So really appreciate your time.